Fresh off the commitment wire, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln added linebacker depth to its 2020 class today as they picked up a commitment from Diablo Valley College linebacker Etevea Mauga-Clements.
Oh, first, that's good.
Nailed it.
That's good. I was looking at it. I don't know how he's going to do it.
Mauga. Now, you'll find Verzal is very pro-Polynesian.
Okay.
I'm down with the Polys.
Okay.
Like Dom Rayola, all my interactions with him has always been good. Tony Finotti, always good. Those are my guys. We had a deal one time. I owned a bar in Lincoln called The Bar. Oh. And we had a little, like, it was like Husker Nation reunion celebration thing. So they had everybody in from every era. I think they had 800 guys ended up coming back.
Jesus.
So a little gathering at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Finotti approached the building. And I was behind the bar, slinging a couple drinks, and I looked at him like, he ain't going to fit. Like, he's not going to fit. And so he got to the doorway. He looked at it and said, I ain't going to fit. And so he had to duck. He had to turn sideways, number one, and duck, number two, and kind of side, do the head slide in.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like Night at the Roxbury, just slide that baby over there.
Right. Uh-huh.
He got inside. At even the sideways width, like back to chest, maybe 4 inches clearance.
Wow.
To which I said, hey, bud, we got a beer garden. I'll just walk you through the beer garden next time. That door's a little wider. Oh. But yeah, so the 6'2", 218-pounder visited on the 6th and chose Nebraska over San Diego State and South Alabama. Hey. Fast. Speed, need depth. 6'2", the 218 part, I'm like, yeah. Thought you'd be a little bigger. But anyway, Nebraska gets another one in the class of 2020 to help the linebacking core. And much needed help at the linebacking core. Nebraska's linebackers have to have depth. They have to be better.
Yep.
Amongst many other things that are going on in the world out in Nebraska. But yeah, that's something that, as we get into that and we look at that, hopefully this class continues to fill up. They've got guys, they're going to have to go the junior college route for right now. They got to have, got to get folks in the door. You got to get bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's as cut and dry as you can or can't miss. I just think they would have to, You have to have somebody more ready-made to play. And I think they're finding that some of the guys they have, they like them a lot, maybe not necessarily that ready-made to play. So that's the way that is. Good on Nebraska. I think that with the ins and outs, I think that puts their class still around 14 or 15. I think it's 15. And then Bunch has entered the portal, as he did last year. I think he tested the waters last year, and you probably didn't get the response he wanted this year in the little. And Kenny Cheatham was funny. I was following Kenny on Twitter last night, former teammate. He's like, man, why does everybody have to announce everything? He's like, why do you have to put your business out there? I'm on a recruiting trip here. I'm on this here. I'm entering the portal here. I'm doing this there. Just keep your business to our business. But, yeah, anyway, the Bunch is in the portal. Kind of sucks for him. I think that water got pretty murky pretty quick for him. Started a couple games year before when Martinez was hurt and Vetter was still trying to gain eligibility, but wish that young man the best luck. I've heard nothing but great things about him from people that have interacted with him, so I hope that all works out for him. A quick email here. Oh, so if you do want to get your email or mailbag questions in, email George, GEORGE, at 1620thezone.com. Or if you do want to get in some fancy football questions for Joe Bartle, do that too. The babyface assassin did not do Georgie a solid, but
no, he did. He did.
He did.
His advice was very much so correct.
Okay,
I needed the everybody else because our running back position was rough. Oh man!
All right, you good?
Yeah, it still hurts a little bit.
Are you scarred by it?
I wouldn't say I'm scarred.
I mean, you made the playoffs. It wasn't like you were in danger.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're just in the middle.
I'm just in the middle, which I'm fine. I'd rather make the playoffs and not have to worry about coughing up another 50. I'm good.
Winner take all in your league?
No. Oh. Points are money spread out a little bit.
How come? If you win, you should get it all.
So that's how it used to be. But then I, in agreement with everybody else, it would suck to have a really, really, really good regular season, be number one overall, and you get to playoffs, and you have a bad week, and you get thumped, and you get nothing. So we believe in rewarding good regular seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So first place gets first place and most points. So if you get both, then you win both of those pots.
Huh.
Which should be the case this year. Whoever's that first place seed should get both of those pots.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep.
Zach sent in to me a tweet from a gentleman named Brendan. And I don't understand all the I guess I need to know how accurate or who's making these crystal ball predictions. But Nebraska's got crystal ball predictions for Jamari Butler, Julius Coates, Omar Manning, Etavea Mayuga, Clemens is already in, nailed it, and Caden Johnson. So those are all leaning toward Nebraska. Hey, like I said, Frost could end up looking crazy, or yeah, crazy as a fox out of this, or whatever that saying is, right? If he does redshirt all these cats and they can bring in a banger of a class, like finish hard here and get guys that are closer to ready-made, you could make strides. You can. As I said, you're doubling up the amount of what you perceive as higher talent. That's what everybody says. Is the talent available? Do we need talent? I mean, that's where you're at. If anybody out there has any contingency plans on or questions on if these crystal balls are pretty accurate, let me know. I mean, is the crystal ball like, are there percentages on that? I don't know all these kind of things, but I'm not on the paywall behind the scenes recruiting stuff. Quick email here. Chris says, not that Cole's contract had anything to do with it, but I was 100% in support of this fall when my 11-year-old left-hander wanted to play baseball rather than football. Not getting hit in the head and working on pitching, I call that a win-win. Chris, you and I agree on a lot of stuff. I won't agree on this. I think diversity in it is good. I don't need him out there playing football. He could play flag football for I care. Basketball, whatever. But making the athlete instead of making just a pitcher. Because my man, those arms wear and tear big time. And if you aren't getting proper instruction, then the wear and tear is quick. But I don't have any kids, nor do I coach pitching, so we'll take a break. We'll be back more of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.